So this podcast is going to very much follow on from last Monday's podcast. So if you haven't listened to that one, you should. This is totally different. So if you haven't listened to that one, don't worry, you can listen to this one first. But it's linked on the same themes. Now, last week I was talking about how important it is to think about the time of year you're trading. You know, does this time of year fit well with the strategy you trade? Does the history of results you've got show that it's still worth trading at this time of year? And I talked about the beginning and ends of football seasons, how they can have an effect. And I talked about the beginning and the end of horse racing seasons, which some people may not realize, you know, actually exist. But when you've got that transition from flats to jumps and jumps back to flats, that can have a big impact on racing. And we talked about that last week, so I'm not going to labor that. Go back and listen to that if you can. It's a really good podcast. What I want to talk about today, it's days of the week, right? So we talked about time of the year, but now I want to talk about days of the week. And the reason for this is this. Days of the week matter. And I don't think, again, I haven't really heard other traders talking about this, but days of the week matter. And the reason they matter is that if you think about it, football, let's say you're a football trader. Football on a Saturday feels very different to football on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or even a Thursday, right? But also, certain leagues trade at different times of the day. So I used to find, and I don't know why this is, and I'm not sure it's as much a correlation now, but when I did more manual trading, I used to find that basically what happened was that on Saturday evenings, I could have had a really good day on Saturday, made loads of money. And then on a Saturday evening, my profit would have been halved because for some reason, the late South American stuff just didn't jive well with my style of trading. And I found that regularly to the point where I just went, right, okay, well, on Saturdays, I'm done by about 5 p.m. Now, is there a scientific reason for this? Well, I guess the reason would be that you're trading different leagues. That could be the reason. And then maybe if you're trading European leagues, maybe the games blow a bit differently at night. I don't know. You know, if the teams are used to playing earlier in the day. But it's something to consider, and it's something I don't think many people do consider. Now, I used to find that Sunday was my best trading day by a mile on football. I don't know why. It probably has something to do with the fact that there's not many English games on a Sunday, just kind of the main couple of main Premier League ones usually. And I find that English leagues can be very, very up and down, temperamental. You know, I actually find the English leagues much less predictable than the rest of the world. I think the rest of the world's leagues, a lot of the time, you know, when you look at the stats and the data, they kind of go how you think they would. But definitely don't find that with the English leagues. So maybe that's the reason. But days of the week matter. How many of you out there, this is a question I've got, how many of you out there have actually ever thought about this? Have ever thought about, oh, well, which days work for this strategy? Which days are better for trading with this strategy? Which days are ones to avoid? You know, if you go through your data and you find out that, you know, trading on Mondays is 50 points down over the course of a year, there's a reason to suspect that maybe Mondays aren't worth trading. And it'll be the same with other days of the week. And I just spoke to someone actually today who trades horses, and they're saying, oh, they avoid Sunday, Monday and Tuesdays. And I know a lot of horse racing guys avoid those days because the quality of racing goes down significantly. It's kind of, you know, kind of with horse racing, all the meetings and all the kind of excitement builds up during the week. So you kind of get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday are the big days. And then Sunday is kind of like, yeah, there's a few races on, but it's usually finished by about 5 p.m. Everyone wants to get home and prepare for the start of the new working week. And on the Monday and Tuesday, again, it's kind of, and I don't know if it's the flow of, you know, think people working in offices, oh, we're back on a flow of job, we're kind of focusing on job Monday, Tuesday. Then Wednesday, oh, we're back into it, so we're kind of thinking again about heading towards the weekend by Wednesday, and that's why the racing picks up. I don't know traditionally the reason for this, but what I do know is that these things can make a big difference. But how many of you have even checked if days of the week make a difference to your strategy? Because I don't hear it talked about, but it does matter. just as much as time of the year. And the thing is, obviously with the horse racing software at Betfair Trading Community, you can literally just go and look at the results each day of the week for your strategy. So you could see, and if you got a day that was, you know, let's say you've tested a strategy, you're looking at the back testing, you're looking over 2.5 years worth of data plus, and you see that, oh, hang on, every day's made money except Monday, which is 100 points down. Maybe I should avoid Mondays. You know, there should be quite clear correlation. Now, if you get a situation where you go and check that and you see, okay, Tuesday's made 300 points profit, Monday's made 50 points profit, everything else has made 200 points profit. Oh, clearly Monday's the worst day. It's only 50 points up. Am I axing that strategy? No. Am I axing Monday? Certainly not. Because it's making a profit, and it's still a decent profit. Now, if you've got a situation where Monday had broken even, this is an interesting one, right? If you've got thousands of results and Monday is only breaking even, then that is a drop candidate. You could just go, yeah, I'm going to avoid Mondays. I'm not going to trade Mondays. And I think that's a really, really interesting thing to do. And I think that's the right thing to do. And actually, one thing I do, you know, if you've got the horse racing software, I strongly recommend you go, after this podcast, you go and check every day, and you can do this on the results. So when you run the results, all you do is you go to the bottom and you click on, you know, the select sections, which are like monthly, etc., etc. And all you have to do is click and do days of the week. And it will show you all your results to each day of the week in terms of profit. And that is perfect because it will tell you whether it's worth doing on those days. But some of you might be sitting there thinking, well, Martin, you know, if a strategy is good, it should be good every day, right? And there's often this kind of overarching feeling that if something's good, it should always be good. Or if something works, it should work every day. Why doesn't it work these days? And you might not be able to explain it. You might get days where it's like, well, Friday on the racing is way down, but every other day's up. What's the reason for that? I don't know. I couldn't give you the answer to that. There's a chance it's just variance, but then once you get through all those thousands of results, so that becomes less likely. And the probability and the truth probably is that Fridays just don't work. And that's okay. It's okay when things don't work. And it's okay when things don't work just to go, okay, well, this clearly doesn't work. I'm going to leave it. I think too many of us get stuck in the idea that we can't change anything or we can't, you know, if it's working, it's working. I don't need to look at it any further. But, you know, if you've got a strategy that's, you know, let's say 70 points up this year, but you realise if you'd got rid of the worst performing days of the week, it would have been 150 points up. That's double the profit. You know, you're effectively leaving money on the table by not doing this. And that's always my thing. I never want to leave money on the table when I'm trading. I never want to leave and look at things that are obvious and go, hang on a minute, that's a pretty obvious thing. And I could have done this, but I've left money on the table. I don't want to be the person that ends up in that position. And I feel like trading days of the week and working out what works well is good to do. Yeah. And some of you might be thinking, well, this is going to be difficult because, you know, I trade football and all I've ever checked is the date. I haven't looked at the day of the week. Well, that might be something you look at moving forward. Maybe you think, oh, actually, yeah, I'll check this Monday. Now, when, and what's probably better in that sense, if you haven't already done that, is to just wait for the football update. And when the football update comes with the back testing, it'll be the same as the horse racing. So you'll be able to check all those things. Ah, I can check exactly which months work. I can check which days of the week work. I can even probably check which time of the day works. And that's the key, right? It's all about minimizing variance, minimizing the obvious stuff that doesn't work, and kind of correlating that all together. You know, what do we do as traders? What do we essentially do? What we do is we make educated guesses. And to make the best educated guesses, we try and eliminate as many different variables as possible that can cause extra variance. So if you've got a time of the year that doesn't work, if you've got days of the week that don't work, don't be afraid to just go, I'm not going to trade those days anymore. Because ultimately, it's much, much better to take the money available than just go, well, yeah, but it might turn around. And here's the thing I'll leave this on, because this doesn't need to be a long one. Here's what I'll leave it on today. Make sure that when you do that, you've got plenty of data. You probably want 1,000 to 2,000 results before you start going, I'm going to remove a day here. Look, Monday doesn't work. Because it's no good just having 100 results. You're not going to know which days of the week work best from 100 results. The variance is not going to be there. You need to have that 1,000, 2,000 results amount of data really to do that. And if you haven't got that and you go, well, Martin, I've only got 400 results, what do I do? Just wait, because ultimately, if you've got 400 results, your strategy is in good profit, then there's not an immediate cause for concern that goes, you instantly need to change something. What you do want to do is monitor it, get the next, let's say 600 results, then you've got 1,000 results and you can go, okay, it's clear here that this day of the week doesn't work. And that's something well worth looking at. I hope this has opened some eyes, guys. I feel like it's something that doesn't get talked about enough. I'm not going to labour the point. This doesn't need to be a long one. Go back and listen to last week's one if you can. That's really good as well, talking about the time of year and kind of what to do and how to rectify that. I hope that's solved any problems you have. If you need any help, just get in touch. info@betfairtradingcommunity.com. If you're a member, get in touch on the forum. Loads of ways you can do that, as you know. Guys, I hope you have a great week. But most importantly of all, as ever, I hope you make some money trading on Betfair.